as well. Now, having criticised the state of the pavements, I'm the first to admit that Prague has atmosphere and colour, never more so than when hundreds of Romani musicians and performers from around the world descend upon the Czech capital for their annual festival of Romani culture. This year, Chamorro is in its 10th year and is now in full swing. On Thursday, Prague witnessed one of the festival highlights, a vibrant procession of dancing and music which wound its way from Můstek to Old Town Square. Jamie Brindley followed the procession and has this report.
The Chamorro Festival this year features exhibitions, film marathons and even flamenco seminars. One of the main and most popular events, however, is the annual Romani parade from Wenceslas Square to the Old Town Square. Dozens of Romani dancers and performers yesterday wound their way through the heart of the Czech capital, entertaining bystanders and delighting fans who had turned out to see them. The performers were waiting and waving flags as I arrived at Můstek on Prague's Wenceslas Square. Trumpets, violins and guitars were being given a final tune-up and some of the brightly clothed Romani children were posing for photos. Right on 12 noon, the music kicked off into full swing, and the procession was alive with dancing, colour, and a lively, rowdy mix of instruments, singing and clapping. I walked alongside, as did many other bystanders and fans, but soon found myself walking amongst the procession, surrounded by dancing girls and men playing every instrument imaginable, from an accordion to a set of panpipes. The Romani performers were all dressed in traditional dress, girls with bright red and multicoloured flowing skirts, and men in waistcoats and shirts. On the way to the Old Town Square, I got a brief chance to speak to the Queen of the Gypsies, Esma Redzepova, as she sat in her horse-drawn carriage waving at fans and admirers at the front of the procession.
Yes, my name is Maria Djepova Teodosijska from Macedonia.
And how come you're riding in the carriage today?
By Queen.
Queen of the Gypsies.
Queen from the Gypsies. I'm happy today.
Esma is not only famous within the Gypsy community. Indeed, she has released 20 albums, performed in 30 countries, and her music was even used in Sacha Baron Cohen's hit 2006 film, Borat. As well as the Queen in her carriage, there was also the chance to speak to another couple of the performers, this time a flamenco group who had come from the Spanish city of Sevilla.
Oh yeah, I'm always enjoying myself, even under stress. That's the idea, look at these guys. Ask him if he's enjoying himself.
Go ahead.
How are you doing? How are you enjoying yourself?
I'm loving it, man. Look at it. Yeah, fantastic.
So it's the 10th year it's been running. Have you been all 10 times?
No, this is our third time. It's 10th anniversary, but this is our third time.
Oh, your third time? Yeah, okay. And can you say what your name is and where you're from?
It's Andre from Puerto Flamenco.
Puerto Flamenco, okay.
Flamenco group.
Okay, thanks very much, Andre.
Okay.
The high-profile nature of many of the acts has been given as one of the main reasons more younger people from the Romani community are turning out to watch and get involved, in comparison to previous years when numbers weren't so high. At any rate, the Chamorro Festival certainly seems to enchant and entertain, even if many of the people who saw the procession yesterday were just slightly surprised tourists fortunate to be in the right place at the right time.
Jamie Brindley with that report. And if you are a fan of Romani or Gypsy music, then make sure to tune in to Radio Prague on Sunday for Magic Carpet. Petr Doruška will be profiling the country's best-known Gypsy singer, Věra Bílá. And now, this being Friday, it's time to bring you a summary of the business news, for which I'm joined by Dominic Hume.